Welcome back to the Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Of course, Todd Haley, the new offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and one man who knows exactly how he works, is quarterback, former quarterback now with the NFL Network, Kurt Warner. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well, and this guy just has a bad reputation when it comes to yelling in players' faces. It's caught on camera. You were one of those guys that he talked to like that, not as much as some other people, but how really is Todd Haley on that sideline?
Well, I mean, you know, he's definitely a competitor, and he definitely wears his emotions on his sleeves. You know, but anytime you have a coach that's like that, or really any coach, you know, the bottom line is figuring out why they're like that, what drives them. And I think that's the misconception with Todd, is that, you know, everybody just thinks he's complaining and loud and boisterous and getting in people's faces just because that's who he is. And you have to come to understand that Todd wants to be great, and he wants you to be great. And that's where that fire and competitiveness comes from, is, you know, he wants to see you be great and your team be great and collectively everybody do great things every time out. And so, as we all know, you know, when you're competitive like that, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You can get fired up. You can get steamed up. You know, you find yourself sometimes, you know, screaming and hollering at people. And I think that's what Todd's all about. And so I came to really appreciate that side of him, because he challenged me every time I stepped on the field to practice. Every time, you know, I went to the field on Sunday afternoons, he challenged me. And he wasn't willing to just accept mediocrity. And, yeah, I mean, there was times, of course, where you always feel, well, you don't have to yell at me like that to push me to that level, but that's where it comes from. And I think that's the key for anybody that plays for him to understand, is that it's not just yelling to yell. It's the yelling and screaming because it's the competitiveness saying, hey, come on, I want more from you. I want you to be the best that you can be, and I want to push myself to be the same. And that's where I think he's had so much success, and where he'll continue to have success. But it takes guys understanding that, you know, to really be able to buy in and I think get pushed to be great.
Now, Kurt, you obviously did buy in, and, you know, you got a play or two away from winning a Super Bowl with them. But Ben Roethlisberger and his previous offensive coordinator, Bruce Arians, were best of buddies, golfing buddies. How tough do you think the adjustment will be from that relationship to the relationship you just described?
Well, you know, again, I think it's going to be up to Todd and Ben. You know, I'm still very, very close with Todd. I mean, we talk all the time. We have a great friendship outside of the football field. And, you know, and we went through, you know, like you said, I mean, there were times we were screaming and yelling at each other on the sidelines. We were competitive every time we stepped on the field. We worked very closely together as far as game plans and putting things together and, you know, and bouncing things off each other. And so I think that's the big part of it, is that I think Ben's got an opportunity to say, hey, I want to be involved with everything that we do, and to build that relationship and friendship with Todd, but also to understand that, hey, as a friend, he's going to push you to be great. He's going to challenge you every time out, and you have to welcome that. And I think you have to welcome that as a competitor, as a guy, which I know Ben is, as a guy that wants to go out and be great every time he steps on the football field. And so now I think there's always that misconception and that fear originally, like, man, I don't want a guy just screaming at me all the time. That's not who Todd is. But you do have to understand that he's going to get on you if you're not the best that you can be. And I just think that's something that Ben's going to welcome when he comes to understand who Todd is and what he's about, and the opportunity for him to have his hands in what they're doing and developing that offense around what his strengths are and what Todd's strengths are.
Talking to Kurt Warner on the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. After the loss to Denver in the postseason, Art Rooney II said that Ben Roethlisberger needs to tweak his game in order for this offense to be a little bit better. What do you think Todd Haley needs to tweak in Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, I mean, Ben's a phenomenal player, and I think what Todd is going to try to maximize is his effectiveness inside the pocket. You know, we know how great he is when a play breaks down and when he extends the pocket, and he does what Ben Roethlisberger does. But I think the point to that, and I'm just reading into it, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, was, you know, when he had the ankle injury, you have to become more effective in the pocket. reading and making all the throws and making sure your technique is strong and being able to do all those things. And I don't want to say that's been a negative for Ben, because he's still very good in the pocket. But you want to be able to feel like your game can be at the highest level, even if they take away that aspect where he can extend plays. And I'm sure that's where Todd's going to say, hey, I want to make him as good as he can be in the pocket. You add that to what he does outside the pocket. And, you know, and he's already one of the best in the league. And so I just think that's where they're going to focus, and then let Ben be Ben when things break down.
Ben said on Thursday that he was hoping to touch base with you. Has he talked to you? And if he did, how did that conversation go?
No, we haven't had a chance to touch base, but I always welcome the opportunity to talk to anybody in the league, any other quarterbacks, and especially a situation like this where I'm familiar with Todd. I would welcome that conversation, but we have not been fortunate enough to have that conversation yet.
Ben is worried about a wholesale change in the offense where his young wide receivers are going to be confused by a new scheme. How important is it to keep a lot of what happened the last couple of years in place so these guys don't get too confused for 2012?
Well, it all depends, I think, on the guys. I mean, I'm a guy who was a firm believer from day one that you challenge guys. The way you get guys to be great is you challenge them both physically and mentally all the time. Of course, you can't do more than they can handle. You can't ask them to do something that they can't handle. But I'm a firm believer that the more you challenge guys, the more you make them watch film and think about the game plan and think about the different aspects of the offense, the better they get and the more that they can do and the more you have the capabilities of doing as an offense. So I know that the basis of our offense in Arizona was what they did in Pittsburgh, what Coach Wisenhunt brought from Pittsburgh. And so I believe there's going to be a lot of similarities. We expanded some things in that offense, which I'm sure Todd would like to do, especially with those receivers, because we got to the point where a lot of our game was that mid-range chunk-type throws, which I think these guys will be great at because they're so fast and explosive. And then they have the capabilities, obviously, to go deep. I just think the sky's the limit for that group with Ben as their quarterback, and I think that's what Todd's going to do. He's going to try to maximize that, not overwhelm anybody so they can't perform, but maximize the talent that they have and their ability to make big plays within the passing game, because you add that to all the other stuff that they have there. Capabilities, who knows? Possibilities are endless.
And Cartot says he's not a system guy, and his resume would say so. You know, with your arm and the receivers you had in Arizona, number one in the league in passing. When he goes to Kansas City, all of a sudden they're number one in the league in rushing. This guy must have a pretty good offensive mind.
No, he does. And the one thing that I always appreciated about Todd was his openness to think outside the box, to design different plays, to listen to ideas that I had, to mesh what I thought we could do or what my strengths were to what he felt we needed to do in a game plan. And that's, I think, the great thing, is that a lot of times you can find coaches that say, okay, this is the way we're going to do it. This is the way I know how to do it. And they stay status quo. And sometimes you got to think outside the box. You push the envelope. You got to try new things, to develop new things. And I think that's what Todd did, is that, we were able to take what Coach Wisenhunt brought here and as a collective unit, develop it into something that could help us be successful. Then you saw him go to Kansas City, and they didn't have the same pieces we had here. And he was able to add different things to the passing game, to utilize the backs out of the backfield, to really focus in on the running game, to use different receivers in different ways to play to their strengths. All that stuff, I think, is what makes a great coach, is the ability to adapt to the guys around him. And Todd's shown the ability to do that. And I think he's got some tremendous weapons there to be able to build around. And now it's going to be figuring out what their strengths are, what they do well, and then designing the offense around that. But I definitely think he's shown us that he's been able to do that in different places.
Have to get your expert opinion on this. The 2004 draft class with the quarterbacks, Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Phillip Rivers. Eli, before this playoff run, I think people put Ben ahead of him. Now, I don't know if everybody's doing that. How do you rank those guys right now?
Well, I mean, if you're basing it off of this past season, I think you probably put Eli at the top. of that list. You know, if you're basing it on a career, I think Ben probably still has a little bit of an edge because of his consistency and the fact that he's played in three Super Bowls. You know, but I think it's, the future is going to tell. I mean, Phillip may be the most consistent as far as playmaking throughout the regular season, but, you know, how does that factor in when you're talking about Super Bowls and these other two guys having two rings and then Ben playing in a third? And so really good group, and I think that they're just going to get better. I think the next 5 years is really going to tell the tale with these guys, because I think Eli's playing his best football of his career. You know, Ben has so much left in the tank and so much he brings to the table, and I think the same with Phillip. If he gets a team around him that that starts making a push for the playoffs with the skill and talent that he's got and the way that he's played, you know, just an amazing group of young quarterbacks that I'm looking forward to seeing the next 5 years and what it brings.
And Kurt, we're almost out of time, but how about a yes or no? The Todd Haley, Ben Roethlisberger connection will certainly account for at least one more Super Bowl.
I definitely think the possibilities are there. That team's got all the capabilities. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but you know, I know what Todd brings to the table, and he went to the Super Bowl with us. Ben's obviously been there a number of times, and that coaching staff has. So there's no reason to think that that team cannot get back to the Super Bowl in the next few years.
Kurt, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it. This was great for us.
No problem. My pleasure.